Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Cincinnati folk singer and his uptown band. This is Red Barn Radio.
I pray I never come home, 'cause I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die.
Houston, baby, but you know that I'm coming home. But the sun don't look right, shining through no airplane windows. And it's a crying shame, just like everything I know. It's a crying shame, honey, I say so. It's a crying shame, just like everything I see. It's a crying shame, I do believe. You don't gotta lock your doors, you don't gotta sing songs, the truth's in everything I know. I'll be stomping it out, but the corn's already knee-high. They blew up the rock and put a highway in. The word is I'm a wrecking ball. So don't let me get too close to your saltpeter, honey. And it's a crying shame, just like everything I know. It's a crying shame, honey, I say so. And it's a crying shame, just like everything I see. It's a crying shame, I do believe.
Michael Hoffman, I play the acoustic guitar in this band.
And he sings. He's got that great voice.
I started playing music. I went to one of those high school, well, I guess I started in middle school, where they make every student either join the choir or play an instrument. And I didn't want to join the choir. I didn't know I could sing back then. I started playing clarinet. And our school starts in fifth grade. Everybody starts playing an instrument. And my mom got me clarinet lessons when I was in fourth grade.
Why did your mom want you to play the clarinet?
Well, I thought the clarinet was kind of cool.
Okay, so
I wanted to be in the band. You could be in strings and play like violin or cello. I have four siblings, so they all did that. So I decided to be in the band.
They did strings?
They all did strings, except for my little brother, who's a drummer. He plays with us sometimes. Didn't realize until a few years ago that my mom probably started me on private lessons a year before everybody else because I was a little bit slow at music. But that's where I learned how to play music. I was playing clarinet, and I was played a little tenor saxophone in the jazz band. I kind of left that in high school to play guitar. There wasn't like anywhere to play guitar in school, so I was just kind of playing in garages and basements and stuff. My first guitar was a Yamaha Pacifica, so it was an electric guitar. Thought I was going to be in like some rock band or something. I was listening to, you know, the same kind of classic rock stuff I guess most 14, 15-year-olds listen to. My dad always had like Grateful Dead and The Doors playing. around the house.
Did you like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was a huge Grateful Dead fan.
Yeah.
There would be like months at a time where I'd listen to nothing but the Grateful Dead. Cause,
still is a big Grateful Dead fan.
Yeah, I sometimes catch myself. I'll just listen to the Dead for a month of live shows. I won't get off their archives.
I've been listening to a lot of Dead lately.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff out there, and they do a lot.
I'd say.
But that's where I got into folk music, because I was covering their songs and trying to figure out where some of these songs came from. A lot of what they were doing, like Monkey and the Engineer, I was playing that one a lot. Mm. And this Jesse Fuller song, like finding out that they have a lot of folk songs that they were doing. They didn't write a lot of the songs they were doing, especially in the early years. And that kind of got me into folk music, and picked up an acoustic guitar and thought I could play it a lot better. You know, I was never much of a shredder. You know, acoustic guitar is a lot easier to play. I started doing that and got into songwriting just from listening to so much folk music, really. Should have shot him point blank. Oh, I probably could have told him it all. But when your woman holds something with her deep inside, how can you just let that go? Oh, this ain't no song about a railroad track, a lonesome highway blues. Oh, 'cause this time, baby, I won't be coming home to you. Well, I probably should have run to Mexico, but winters here, they get too cold. As the days fly by and I'm thinking I'm fine, but all I find is this trouble, you know. Oh, this ain't no plea for a sorrowful tune. I'll serve my sentence with time. Oh, baby, I will serve my sentence with you on my mind. I thought as we got older, oh, our troubles, they would fade. Ain't it nice to see that some things stay the same? So nice to see that some things never change. Rest assured, I didn't tell nobody a thing. Oh, that public defender said I'm the rudest offender that they have ever seen. They locked me up for a number of years. I ain't gonna sing that number here. Oh, but I love you, baby, and your secrets are safe with me. Well, I probably could have been a doctor, and I'd take away your every pain. But instead I'm on this prison bed. I'm sitting every night and day. Oh, but we still got our health. They give me a whole lot of time to think. Oh, I'm thinking about you, baby, and I'm hoping that we're doing okay. And I thought as we got older, we'd spend less time apart. Ain't it nice to see our distance stay the same? It's so nice to see that some things never change. And I thought as we got older, oh, our troubles, they would fade. Ain't it nice to see that some things stay the same? So nice to see that something never changed. It's so nice to see that something stayed the same.
You mentioned all your siblings who play music. Do they still play music, or are you?
Yeah, some of them do. My brother, he drums for us sometimes. He's in like 10 different jazz ensembles, and a couple jam bands. He's on tour a lot and plays festivals, and he's at Capital University studying jazz studies. And my sisters play a little bit. My older brother's a cello player, so he wasn't really getting out doing gigs.
Yeah, a ton of music in your family.
Yeah, there was always musicians playing around the house and music on the speakers, too. And we were all into different kind of stuff, too. Like, me and my dad were listening to the Dead, but, like, my little sister was listening to pop music. So you go in one room and, like, someone's practicing the violin. You go in another room and someone's listening to some disgusting pop music, and I couldn't stand being in there, so I had to go blast some Grateful Dead in another room.
Traveling, oh, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling, traveling, rambling, I'm gonna stay right here. Traveling, oh, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling, traveling, rambling. I got everything I need right here. I've got a broken heart that I just can't mend. Every time I leave the city and I do it again, I should have been a steel driver, cold in hand, get spun on barrels, and the windows are broken, honky tonking in every saloon. Writing, getting sadder with every tune. I've seen it all and everything on tap. I think it's time to call this traveling a rap. Oh, traveling, oh, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling, traveling. In the back road, getting it up, burning on bridges, good buddy, good luck. Oh, honky tonk by the light of the moon. Highway signs are getting there too soon. Find no trouble on 4th Street, starting in a bar. Back into something to shut me up. Oh, traveling, oh, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling, traveling, rambling. I'm gonna stay right here. Oh, traveling, oh, traveling, ain't doing no more traveling, traveling, rambling. I got everything I need right here. Oh, traveling.
My name is Mike Connolly. I play electric guitar. I don't come from the most musical family. My dad played a little guitar. There was always one around the house, and he gave me a big appreciation for music from about, I don't know, the 30s and 40s through about the mid-70s. But that was all kind of on a subconscious level. He didn't really push it or anything, but I was about 16 and really just felt a kinship to that music and, you know, went to a lot of shows alone. So it's kind of a weird thing to do, you know, but just started writing songs, and from there, you know, kind of focused on guitar. I've played with a lot of musicians who are maybe 30, 40 years older than me. Like, I play in a funk band with one of the keyboard players from Parliament Funkadelic and Bootsy's Rubber Band. I've played a lot of world music with guys who, you know, were around when the Ludlow Garage was around in Cincinnati. Just kind of picked it up wherever I could because, you know, I wasn't there for it, but yeah. It's still here, and it's still great, and I've just been inspired to take that wherever, and the folk music is kind of coming home because I've explored a lot of different stuff the past 4 or 5 years, and this is back what I started doing, and it's been fun.
Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be if you please water it down. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, can I be if you please water it down? I've been coming here Monday through Saturday the last 12 to 15 years. My son was killed in a war overseas. Started drinking when the news in my ears. Oh, you see, I've never been a fighting man, but the whiskey brings it out in me tonight. I wanna go home, home ain't a holding cell, so what do you say, please? Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be if you please water it down. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. Cleus Jones came in and he was a breathing mean. I couldn't understand a word he said. He was screaming like Chairman Dean. Oh, and old Bill Hicks threw his cup in the air and Cletus shot him down. Jones took one more drink and left running right out of the town. Well, he never saw his wife and kids, and I saw what was in the store. 'Cause I would have done what Cletus had done before, running would have drank one more. You see, I could keep my liquor down, or at least so I thought. But I must have been wrong, and I realized that when Judge Murdoch said I fired the shot. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. Testify, said my cousin is a peaceful man. Well, he never done did nothing to no one, surely you don't understand. And the judge said, boy, I appreciate your intent, but your cousin, he done shot a man. There is overwhelming evidence against him, judging by the fingerprints on this can. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down. Oh, bartender, won't you water it down? Oh, please, bartender, won't you water it down? I was once a pious man, and again I'll be, if you please water it down.
Do you have a guitar player in particular that you, I don't know, not that you necessarily emulate, but a couple... Yeah, some Telecaster players you really like?
You know, more Strat players of all things, but I always like the Tele more. It's a little harder to play a Tele. You can't shred as much with it. You have to really focus on the notes you're playing and make them count, and I always like that. Because if you get a guitar that's too easy to play, you can kind of play too much. But David Gilmour was a huge influence.
Other players?
I also come from the Grateful Dead thing. I play with a band called the Maui Pranksters. We did a lot of festivals this summer playing Grateful Dead music.
Are you mostly just sort of hovering in the region?
Well, Mike is a biologist, so he has a really involved day job that doesn't let him go too often, so we're pretty regional for now.
I kind of messed that up. I just got this new job. I work on weekends.
Are you an intellectual?
No, I just have the title.
What do you do in science?
I work in like an environmental and food safety testing lab, so we get clients just send us different things and we test it, and it's a lot of pathogen testing, so whenever you're eating food, make sure you know you aren't going to get like salmonella or something like that.
Well, it's far too long I've been away. I would not tell a lie, but I'm coming on the steam train. Pretty darling, don't you cry. Ramble, and I know that I'm the one. When I cross that Ohio River, I know my rambling is done. Won't you take me to the station? Put me on the train. I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. Won't you take me to the station and put me on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati. My baby, then I know that I'll be your man.
bluebird sings all morning and the railroad sings all night. When I see that locomotive coming, it'll be my heart to fly. Oh, won't you take me to the station and put me on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. Won't you take me to the station, honey, put me on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. Take it, Mike. I'd buy myself a Lincoln and I'd roll myself along. But I've never been a rich man, I won't be one today. I'm coming back to Ohio in a good old-fashioned way. Won't you take me to the station and put me on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. Won't you take me to the station, honey, put me up on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. My turn now. I read the words she wrote. She said, tell him, take that suitcase up, take it in your hand, come back to Ohio just as soon as ever you can. Won't you take me to the station, put me on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. Won't you take me to the station, honey, put me on the train? I'm bound for Cincinnati, gonna see my love again. I'm gonna see my love again. I'm gonna see
I would like to thank our guests, Michael, Ilya, and Mike, Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of the studio audience who come here and keep our musicians and keep us company while we put this great show together that we've done for so many years. Great to have you all here every week. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall, here at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker, and I want to bring back Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band to play us one more tune before we head out tonight. Cincinnati folk singer and the Uptown Band.
Red Stocks home for win. Got a Bud Light, American beer, but that'll mean that I'm in the clear. I got my English furniture.
English furniture.
Oh, English furniture.
English furniture.
Oh, English furniture.
And everything be all right.
Honey, where you buy your oil? Saudi Arabia.
Canada too.
What about Mexico?
What about you?
Well, Angola, Nigeria, Colombia. I'm gonna sit back in my English furniture. English furniture.
My English furniture.
Oh, English furniture.
English.
still drives a Volvo, loves to sit against her wheel in my English furniture.
My English furniture.
Oh, English furniture.
English furniture.
Oh, English furniture.
Oh,
English furniture.
That leave me all right.
All right. In my English furniture.
My English furniture.
Oh, English furniture.
My English furniture.
Oh, English.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Michael, Elia, and Mike, Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band, for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.